What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth do indeed adore him. What a mighty, mighty, mighty God we serve. I want to say something to you. He didn't let you die. That's a song that we sang often when the praise gets high. In case he didn't let you die. All right? And you are not an accident. You're still alive. And there's one reason that you're still alive. There's only one reason why the plan of the enemy for your life has not prevailed. Hallelujah. Excuse me, I feel the anointing. There's only one reason why the expectation of your enemies have been cut off. You know why it is? It's because there has to be more. There's more for your life. There's more for your ministry. There's more for your business. There's more for your family. There's greatness lodged on the inside of you. And no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, more is on the way. I want to say this to you, that I am so moved by what I shared with you the other day and the need to partner, what I shared with you today, the need to partner with the Holy Ghost when you pray. Remember, James chapter 4 declares, look at what it says. It said, you have not because you ask not. It said, but you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. You miss it. You miss it when you ask. Why? Because you're only asking to consume upon your own lust. The motive behind your prayer is wrong. The reason for your praying is wrong. And I want to say that. That's very important, that the motive, the spirit behind your prayer has to be right if indeed you're going to get results. Check your heart. You know, I was talking to my pastor today about something, and he said, all right, make sure that even in that you keep your heart right. Your heart has to remain right and integral no matter what you're going through. In your request before God, what is the reason? Check the motive behind your prayer. Check the motive behind your supplication, your plea before the Lord. That's what prayer is. Now, prayer is important. And I'm really going to push this. I am going to tear the devil's kingdom down. I will not be destroyed. I will not stop. I will not be hindered. I'm not going to back down. I want you to go ahead and call everybody you know. Get them on this call. I think I got room with some more of you. We're not at 1,000 yet, but I want you to call whoever you need to call and get them on this prayer call, because I believe this prayer call is going to shift and turn things. We believe God for divine intervention today. Hallelujah. That's what we're expecting, and that's what we're believing God for, divine intervention. All right? So I want to say this to you. Let's do everything in our power to tear the devil's kingdom down and let him know that we will not be defeated, because I won't be defeated. I won't be discouraged. I won't be stopped. I won't be blocked. I won't be hindered. You know why? Because I know that the enemy is intimidated by my intercession. I know that the enemy is upset when the saints of God begin to pray. Listen, if unity caused God to confuse the language, can you imagine what unity does to the powers of darkness? Pastor Butler, that's good. Pastor Kelly, that's good. I said if unity brought confusion and caused God to confuse the language, I'm talking about the God of the universe, who is eternal, who don't need nobody, all right? But the unity of the people caused heaven to say, I got to confuse the language. If it does that to heaven, can you imagine what unity does to the devil? And you must understand that whenever the enemy operates and is fighting you and attacking you, he's only threatened because the kingdom of God has showed up. Amen. The only time another kingdom begins to retaliate is when another kingdom declares and violates, watch this, that kingdom's sovereignty. I watch a show on Netflix entitled Madam Secretary. I'm done with it now. But one thing that they were very adamant about was never violating another country's sovereignty. Well, the devil understands that he's the prince of the power of the air. We are in Satan's territory. The Bible declares that Satan is the god of this world. Is that right? The Bible declares that over there in 2 Corinthians, I believe, 4, that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, whom the god of this world. That's Satan. All right? Then we see it again. And I believe St. John chapter 14, verse 30, says that he's the prince of the power of the air. Then we see in Luke chapter 4, verse 5, that Satan said, it has been delivered unto me, talking about the earth, and whosoever I shall give it. So Satan is operating on Adam's lease. This is his territory. The earth is his sovereign. And what intimidates him is when somebody, through prayer, violates the sovereign of the enemy. That's revelation coming out of me right now. That's a fact. So the reason the enemy gets upset when deliverance is near you, or when something is about to happen for you, or when something is changing for you, or whenever there's a stronghold or a power or a spirit or a demon that's been in your life. Let's say you've been struggling all your life with jealousy. Let's say you struggled all your life with mood swings. Let's say you struggled all your life with bitterness. Where the enemy has set up a kingdom there. That's what a stronghold is. He set up a kingdom there. That's his sovereign. That's his domain. And anytime a word comes, or deliverance comes, or breakthrough comes, another kingdom begins to impede on the sovereign of the enemy immediately begins to manifest and say, you don't have no authority here. But the devil is a liar. I'm going to let Pastor Butler start this because I'm stirred up. I'm going to let Pastor Butler go ahead and start, and then I'm just go for about 10 minutes, Pastor Butler, and then I'm going to take the last time. And I'm going to declare war on the enemy because I just received a revelation by the Spirit of grace. And I believe something is getting ready to happen like never before. I will not be stopped. The devil is angry. And that's his job. But I'm going to push prayer. And I just need you all to push prayer with me. Don't be stopped. Don't be blocked. And let's believe God for the supernatural. It's in your hands, Pastor Butler. Glory to God.
With more grace, Pastor, my God, I got stirred, and yeah, that is revelation. I'm going to go back to that Bible, my God. Hallelujah. I love that book. Saints, I pray that you all love that word like we do. The Bible said that Job esteemed the word of God better than its necessary food. So I've just had me a nice piece of filet mignon. Glory. But we're getting ready to go before His Majesty, and we're going to give Him praise and glory. Amen. Because I want to set an atmosphere for the pastor to come. Amen, and stomp the devil's head. We're going to stomp the devil's head as we bless the Lord, as we exalt His Majesty. We're going to push the enemy up under our feet. Amen. Lift your right hand. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, today I want to thank you, according to 2 Thessalonians 5. I want to thank you in everything. I'm not complaining. I thank you for victory, even in the midst of looking like it is defeat. Come on, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we are so grateful that you are a God. Through you, we do valiantly. Master, you cause us to run through the troop and leap over every wall. We are so grateful, appreciative, oh Lord Jesus Christ, and so, Lord Jesus, humbled today that you have given such power to men. That we are not afraid of anything that you told us. Be not afraid, for I'm with thee. Hallelujah. Don't fear, because you are our God. You said you would help us. You would strengthen us. You would uphold us with the right hand of your righteousness. And Father, we are so grateful now for another day that you have kept us, another day that you have blessed us. Hallelujah. That you've watched over us coming in and going out. Every trap, every plot, every plan, every device, amen, amen, of the enemy for our demise. Father, we thank you that it has not come to fruition. We give you praise right now, Lord, that you are setting us up that we would congregate, come up under the umbrella for Lord Jesus Christ, this prayer. And God, we praise you for everyone that is traveling even now, making their way for this underground prayer meeting. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, God, and we give you glory. because we know that you're doing great things wherein we're glad. Hallelujah. We bless you with the fruit of our lips. Hallelujah. Be exalted, thou King of glory. Be magnified, thou matchless wonder. There's none like you. There's none to be compared with you. You alone are God. Hallelujah. And we thank you for victory. Victory even through the day. Victory over every trial. Victory over every circumstance. Victory in the midst of chaos. Victory through you, we are valiant. Glory. Glory to God. We thank you, hallelujah, that you have given us a weapon, Lord, hallelujah, that supersedes such mundane cardinal things as 45s and bazookas. But God, you've given us the effectual, fervent power of prayer. Hallelujah. We give you praise for it because prayer can do what nothing else can do. We bless you for it. Thank you for the privilege to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy, ha, yay, and find grace to help us in every time of need. Now, Father, let the people praise you. Let all the people praise you. From the rising of the sun, hey, my God, tonight, hallelujah, to the going down of the same. Your name is to be praised. Father, we are excited. We are motivated. We are stirred that we are going to be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah, as a congregate body. Father God, thank you right now for the pastor. Thank you for the shepherd, the general. Thank you for downloading, hallelujah, strategic information, downloading strategic, Lord Jesus Christ, strategies that is going to cause the church to be able to conquer, hallelujah, the cities that you have ordained for us to go in, hallelujah, and to get souls, snatch them out of the jaws, hallelujah, of hell. Glory! We give you praise, Lord, hallelujah, that you made us more than conquer, and because of that, we fear nothing. We thank you, Lord, that all things work together for our good. We thank you for every heartache, every pain. Hallelujah, we thank you, Lord God, for every trouble, every trial, Lord, that has pushed us to you and have made us to understand, hallelujah, that without you, we can do nothing, but through you, we can do all things. And God, we rise up as a church, hallelujah, and we take our position tonight as we come before you in prayer, as we come before you in thanksgiving, as we come before you in praise. We want to celebrate you for the great things that you have done for us, huh? When we're glad. We're glad tonight, Father. Thank you right now. Now, Father, we pray that you would mouth, that you would word the mouth of our pastor, word the mouth of those that you want to, Lord Jesus Christ. Send a word through the ionosphere, the atmosphere, and the stratosphere. Hallelujah, by the means of the vehicle of prayer. Father, anoint them afresh. Anoint him afresh. Continue, Lord God, hallelujah, to cover him. Father God, in Jesus' name, everyone on this prayer line tonight, Master, I pray that they are strengthened with all might in their inner man by your spirit. I pray the eyes of their understanding is enlightened, that they would know what is the hope of their calling. Hallelujah. And what is the height, the depth, the breadth, and the length, that we would come to know the love of God that passes all knowledge. Oh, great King of the saints, we do honor you. Why? Because you are a great King and you're greatly to be praised. Thank you, Lord God, for Lord Jesus, our family. We thank you for salvation now for our children. Father, that's right. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We thank you that what we see is not what we get. God, you said we can decree a thing and it will be established. We thank you for the salvation of our children. Hallelujah. Despite how crooked it seems as they're walking, despite how, Lord Jesus, or what they ever may be in that seem to be an adverse and controversial to the gospel, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that the end of a thing is better than the beginning. Thank you. Our finances, hallelujah, our Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah, an abundance. We have more than enough. We are prospering and flourishing like a Green Bay tree. We bless you, Lord, tonight, that through your stripes we're healed. We glorify you for soundness of mind to think right. We bless you, Lord, for the health of our bodies. In the name of Jesus, we bless you for a place to come, Lord, and worship in harmony, unity, hallelujah, on one accord. And Father, we thank you for even that word tonight, that if Lord Jesus Christ, they came in unity and you had to stop them. Father, thank you for unifying the church, that we can send a deluge, hallelujah, of super intercontinental, hallelujah, ballistic missiles to the power of darkness camp. In the name of Jesus, we glorify you in Jesus' name by the power of miracle. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
What a mighty God we serve. I'm ready, Pastor Butler. Now listen, saints. You must understand that we're on a time of consecration. And because you're on this time of consecration and this time of intercession, it is the job of the enemy to block you, to stop you, to hinder you, to stop your answers from coming to pass. But today we're going to pray that anything that wants to block your prayer, anything that wants to hinder your answers, hey, Bala Luleli Biancala de Hosa, we are praying today that every power that is sent from hell to block your answer, to block your prayer, we are praying that that power be arrested. Lift your voice right now. Say in the name of Jesus, every power, anything that wants to block my prayer, today, as I lift my voice, I command it to be arrested. Be arrested. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know by revelation that Satan is an accuser of the brethren. I know by revelation that it is the job of the enemy to point out my flaw, to point out my sin day and night, to hinder you from judging and answering on my behalf. But Satan is a liar. By the redemptive power of the blood, by the blood of Calvary, I declare that I am forgiven. I declare that I am redeemed. I declare that I am the righteousness of God. And on the account of Calvary and what you did at Calvary, Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare that no power, that no sin, no accusation of the enemy against me will prosper. Father, I arrest every power that's been sent to hinder my prayers from being heard. Any kind of sin, any kind of occasion of the enemy, any blockage of the enemy that the enemy would attempt to use against my prayer to stop my answer from coming, Father, in the name of Jesus, by divine authority, I command an answer, and I declare that every power that is sitting at the womb of time to hinder my breakthrough, may those powers be arrested. May those powers be disturbed. Hey, hey, hey. Lebashaka, Luka Talama, lift your voice and pray. Lift your voice and intercede. Lift your voice and decree and declare it. Le balado, robolo kutala, le mankala di ansanuna, le bandile mi ikatula, le balada hazo. Akanush, Ekale, Lekalaba Atile, Ala Anzuni, Ribili Ikantaya, Lebandili Bi Akatolo, Ruba Baban Shekele Mandalahosa, hey, 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 Basha, hey, Mikosha, may every power that has been sent against my prayer, every power that is listening to my voice, every demonic power, every eavesdropper, every watcher, every scanner, by the power of the blood, by the redemptive power of the blood, I declare that my prayers will not go unanswered. I declare that my prayers will not be unheard. I declare that my prayers will progress. They will prosper. I will not be stopped. I will not be hindered. Holy Ghost, I thank you that you hear me when I pray, and I declare that my prayer will be answered. I declare that my prayer will break through. I declare that my prayer will be heard. Lift your voice. Open your mouth
intercede and begin to pray and come against every power. Arrest every demonic power. Command every demonic power to steal that comes to hinder your prayer. Any power that is waiting, that is waiting in the womb of time to hijack your blessing, to hijack your breakthrough, to hijack your answered prayer, in the name of Jesus, may that power be arrested. May that power be destroyed. May that power receive fire. I command you to receive fire. I command you to receive judgment. Hey, 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 beke shebe. Hey, Mikalaba, Ramangala Dadioba, in the name of Jesus. Sele, la 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 ba, Shatananana maso, Ulala mankandele me, Le mandalobo soto lebekia, Mikabandele be, Milandile me asolomo, Lula lelelea, Indale masha. The Bible declares that for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. The pulling down of strongholds. The pulling down of strongholds and casting down imagination. We are praying today that every throne, every dominion, every throne that the enemy has set up in your life, that he has set up in your emotions, that he has set up in your family, every satanic altar and every satanic throne, we overthrow. Malabashata, lift your voice in the name of Jesus. Every satanic dominion, every satanic throne, every demonic altar that is set up in my life, set up in my emotion, set up in my family. Tonight, as I lift my voice and I pray, I command those thrones to be overthrown. Now, lift your voice and begin to pray. Father, I thank you that as a king, you declared in Revelation 1 that you have made us kings and priests. And I serve the King of Kings. And on the account of my kingship, on the account of who I am through the word of God of 1 Peter 2 and 9, that I am a royal priesthood, which is my kingship and my priesthood. Father, on the account of 1 Peter and on the account of your word, I overthrow every demonic throne that has built itself, that has positioned itself in my soul, that has positioned itself in my emotion. Father, every throne of pride, lift your voice and pray, because I feel things shifting in the Holy Ghost. Ha! 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 Moshebe, Yababa Shata, Likandalabo Sotolime, Limandilimi Azikundilimi Kidala, Rabalabaka Talamandilibi, O Roboko Shabo Kabo Shaba Shaba. Ha! 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 I feel something breaking. Every throne that has been established in my life, that has been set up in my soul, every throne of pride, every throne of jealousy, every throne of lust, every throne of bitterness, every throne of malice, every throne of unforgiveness that has set up shop in my soul on the account of the word of God, I overthrow that throne. I overthrow that throne and declare that I belong to God. I am the temple of the Holy Ghost, and I overthrow every demonic power, every demonic altar that is set up in my bloodline, in my father's house, in my mother's house. Ha, 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 kashebe, ha, mikoshe, leke, lekalama, lemandilimi aso, ramalabahokaya, vankele, lezalibian kunemia, ebele hashaya, yay, hey, hey, mikoshebe, rambibibiosa, haya. I command every altar be destroyed. Every altar be destroyed by fire. I declare fire. fire. I declare fire on the altars of the enemy. I declare fire. I command the thrones of dominions and satanic principalities to be overthrown. I overthrow them. I overthrow them by divine authority. I overthrow them by the power of the blood. I overthrow them from the executive branch of the kingdom of God. And I declare that I am the righteousness of God, and I am a king, and command every demonic throne that is set up in my church, that is set up in my family, that is set up in my bloodline, in the name of Jesus, every demonic throne that is set up in my emotion, in my heart, in my soul, in my will, I overthrow it. 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 Hey, 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 in the name of Jesus. Kosha, Keshe, over Shalabaya, Hamia So, Robo Shatime, Menkanene Mekian Karamosi. Inanamashande, Abba, Abba Bio, Uban Shekele Maya Labasia, Obo Shete, E Bababasha, Irobo Shande Baba Yaba Babia Sisamoya, Hobian Kelime, Ilianda Labalaba Shatterabo Hobia. Hey, hey, hey! My God, I declare. Ho, Masha. Hey, Mekeshebe. Ho, Mikashalamanda la hobiasi. Kantala masotonele me. Mendele kidala mandolo lobo sata. Herabo shabandia. Mendemakian kalamoho. Hobasia. Herabashata. You are blessed. Ay, 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 ay. We are praying one more time in the morning. Arabobo sukulele bandidia. We are praying one more time in the morning, and I'm pushing and urging everybody under the sound of my voice to be there. I'm urging every one of you to be there, that come on, get in prayer. Tell everybody you know prayer has started back again. We're meeting in prayer in the morning at 6 a.m., but we won't have it tomorrow evening because we're going to be preparing for 12 hours of prayer. And listen, we are coming with a heart to pray. The Bible said in Nehemiah, they had a mind to work. I think that's what they said. That's been in my spirit today. I got to study that. But I want us to come with a mind to pray, a mind to intercede, and a mind to overthrow the powers of darkness in the Gulf Coast, in that region. Yes, we will pray things personally for ourselves, but we are an underground prayer movement that's been assigned by heaven to pray and to turn things, and I will not be stopped. I will not be stopped. I will never be defeated. I'm challenging right now under this anointing. 300 people, I feel the anointing so strong. I'm challenging 300 people to go to $PBCJR and sow a seed right now, $25. Don't miss this. I feel this very strong. There are 300 of you on this call that can do it. And again, I always tell you, if you think it's a game, don't do it. And if you think somebody trying to take something from you, don't do it. But there are 300 of you right now. You can get by cash, credit card, check. You know, if you're going on the website, you go to briancarn.com. You're going to give it at the Cash App, $25, $PBCJR, $PBCJR, okay? And if you can, send it in the mail, P.O. Box 11507, Jacksonville, Florida, 32239. I believe the children is $ Kingdom City Culture, I believe. But let's sow while that anointing is flowing. Things are being overthrown. God gave me that prayer just now while I was praying. He said the enemy has set up kingdoms in your soul. That's why it's so hard for that thing to be broken. Because you're not dealing with a prince. Amen. You're not dealing with a little peon or a pauper. You're dealing with a king. The enemy done set up a whole throne there. Amen. But I'm a king. And I overthrow that thing. Kalabo soto le mendele ki katala ba 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 sa. Hey, that bo shot. I say we overthrow that thing. I'm getting ready for service.
in Jacksonville tonight. There's going to be a move of the Holy Ghost. We're ministering, and there's a woman of God by the name of Sister Shalandria Taylor who will be preaching under the anointing at the Jacksonville location tonight. You that are anywhere near Hala, Mandelebe, Lelebiankalalamosa, you that are anywhere near the Oshandabasia, you that are anywhere near Jacksonville, meet us tonight and come receive what God has for us. Are you listening to me? Tell you what I know by the Spirit of God. I'm challenging every one of you that can meet me. Amen. Tonight in Jacksonville. But if I don't see you in Jacksonville, I hope you have gotten your flight, your car, your driving buddies, whoever you got to do, get together and let's meet for intercession tomorrow night in Mobile, Alabama. We are in prayer. We're believing God for turnaround, for breakthrough, for change, and declaring that when that time of prayer is over, that we shall see things shift and turn on our behalf. I want us to get in some real prayer, some real intercession, and really tear the devil's kingdom down. You are blessed. Bah, bah, bah. I know the enemy is mad. You know, I believe it's an 80% chance of rain on Saturday, I think. I think it's an 80% chance of rain down there in Alabama. I believe it's going to snow in Charlotte on Sunday. But I want you to see that we control weather. We're going to go to that weather, and we're going to control the weathers. We're going to control whatever, nothing going to be able to handle this prayer meeting. Nothing's going to be able to stop you. It's your time, and you better know it. You are blessed. You are favored. You are anointed. You can't be stopped, and no weapon formed against you shall be able to prosper. You hear me? I look for you tonight. I won't see you tonight. I'll see you in the morning at 6 a.m. in prayer. That's right. 6 a.m. in prayer. We're praying. We're believing God for breakthrough, for turnaround, for change, for miracles. Tell everybody you know, mama, daddy, sister, brother, get on the line early in the morning. We're praying, and we're believing God for breakthrough. And then we're going to Alabama, Mobile, to see the power of God in manifestation through prayer and intercession. You are blessed. I'll see you tonight, Jacksonville. I'm ready to hear what God's going to do in Jacksonville tonight. It's going to be awesome. I love you. You are blessed. More grace.